This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special music guest for you. We're joined by Tanner of the band Youth and Revolt. Tanner, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show.
Yeah, no problem at all. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome, man. Glad to have you on. So, Tanner, I want to just talk to you a little bit about your recent signing to Outer Loop Records. I wanted to congratulate you and wanted to just ask, how does it feel to be signed with this new label?
It feels great. And actually, the kind of funny story about that is Youth and Revolt, before I was actually in the band, they were assigned to Outer Loop Records as well, but the record label had a new rebranding with different backing. It was originally a subsidiary label of Fearless Records, and now it's backed by Cooking Vinyl. So Outer Loop and Mike Mowry, who owns Outer Loop, has always actually worked really closely with the band. But coming to this new, like, rebranding of the label, it has been really great. The support's been awesome that we've seen from our team and Mike and Susie in particular. And, yeah, it's been awesome. So
man,
we're just ready to start playing.
Absolutely. Man, it's been, you know, the band has gone through so many changes, namely, like, the lineup. And I know that you're joining the band from your former band, Brightwell. And so I wanted to ask, how did you guys, I guess, meet each other? Was kind of the linking up, was it more of like an accident, or did you guys know each other beforehand?
It was more so than knowing the members of the band. I knew, I talked to Kenny, who plays bass and does the screaming. I talked to him every once in a while. And I kind of just, I don't know, I liked the music kind of styling a lot, and because Brightwell, which I, for the record, love those guys a ton, and the split up was absolutely mutual, and like, we're good friends still to this day, but I just wanted to do something that I could contribute a little bit more to, and this would be that. So I kind of connected with Kenny a little bit, and Mike Mowry, who's our manager, Future Revolt, he also manages Brightwell, and or managed Brightwell. And I actually was contacted by Kenny and Mike Mowry, who I had formerly known because we had worked together a little bit with Brightwell. And it just seemed like a really good fit. I was kind of falling a little bit out of the heavy music genre, and I wanted to do something that I felt like I could contribute a little bit more to, just as far as writing and things like that, because it really, my background is a lot more of a rock style, more so than the heavy part of things go. And it just worked out, and I'm still on really good terms with all of the Brightwell guys. It was a very mutual split, and we're all really happy with the way that actually both bands are working out, and Brightwell just has recorded 2 songs, I believe, and they are really good, I can say, from hearing them.
Very nice. Okay. Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. You guys, so you're slated, you've got, the band has a debut album with the new Outer Loop record label, if I'm saying that correctly, slated for January 20th of next year, so rapidly approaching. Tell me what the writing process was like for that album.
The writing process was a little bit crazy for that record. Band went into the studio with over 30 pre-production songs, which simplified terms are kind of like demo songs, where it's, you know, a rough version of what we would essentially like to turn into a final song. And we went into the studio with Taylor Larson, among some other people who are really good with kind of sifting out the duds. Drew Folk, I believe, was one, Mike Green, and some other people. And we spent like about a month and a half in with Taylor Larson. And then I did my vocals with Josh Buckner and Nick Matzkow, who they were formerly Joey Sturgis. He's a different producer. They were his vocal team. And I'm good friends with them. I really like working with them. So I wanted to go do that with them. But yes, the process was great. It was a whole lot of work. Close to a year of work went into this record, and we could not be happier with the way that it turned out.
Man, that's awesome. What's the story behind the album's title, The Broken? Does it have something to do with like what you guys were going through personally at the time that the album was, I guess, being written, or?
Not so much when the album was being written. It's more so kind of when we were growing up, and even something that we're still dealing with now, where it's a broad term, but in a specific sense for what it means to us is, you know, we've all grown up wanting to do something with being music that is essentially, you know, society sees that as weird. That's not a, you don't grow up and go to college to be in a band, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so that being said, there is a lot of, you know, you grow up with a lot of doubt in your head, things where you're telling yourself you're not good enough, you feel like you don't fit in certain places, and that can be applied not only to music, but really to anything. And now that we're all kind of at an older age, you know, we're all really grateful that we made the choices that we made, however hard they were to make when we were younger. And so calling this record The Broken is kind of our way of saying, you know, we grew up as broken people, and we're at a really good place in our life now because we didn't compromise who we were to be like everyone else. And so with that, we want to kind of build almost a comfort zone with people. So, you know, maybe a fan base that can find, you know, strength in each other, because we all feel the same way and have felt that way when we're younger. And it's kind of just, it's a bit of a powerful term. And the title track off the record says that better than I just did. But yeah, we want to help our fans go through what we went through and maybe make it an easier process if that's possible.
Absolutely.
And so that's what the title's for.
Very nice. Man, I like it. I like it, man. It just
cool.
It definitely resonates with you guys. I like it. What was it like? I mean, you recorded this at, I believe it was, was it like the Foundation Studio that you guys recorded it at?
No, they did help us a little bit, but we recorded it at, I believe it's called Oceanic Studios, but it's Taylor Larson, who he's done Periphery, and a band that I'm actually a big fan of called Conditions. They broke up, unfortunately, but yeah, Taylor Larson, he also recorded the EP for the band.
Very nice.
So we did all the stuff there.
Very cool, very cool. How was it working with Taylor again?
Taylor is awesome, and I didn't really have a bond since I hadn't worked with him before this, but he did a great job. The mix sounds absolutely incredible, in my opinion, and, you know, it's always good. Recording a record it's kind of one of those things where everybody is constantly stressed out and uncomfortable to some extent. So it's really good having a producer that, you know, you can joke around with and kind of break up that stress.
Absolutely.
The same
yeah.
reason that I wanted to record my vocals with Josh and Nick is because they're, you know, I can do a vocal take 20 times and they can just be like, hey, that sucked, do it again. And it's fun. You know, like, but
that's true. That's very, very
yeah.
true.
So that kind of stuff's important, and Taylor, Josh, and Nick are all very good at doing that.
So I really, really, I saw the video, your song. Well, it's actually an Ellie cover of Something, The Way You Move. You guys killed it. I really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about them. What has to stick Ellie Goulding fans? What made you decide on that song?
To be honest, it was kind of weird. We were told by that whole cover, if I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but it was a little bit of a last-minute thing. The whole record was done before we even went to record that cover. And we sort of just, we have this band group chat where it's just, you know, it's constantly going off 90%. It's just stupid jokes and stuff like that. But anyways, so we kind of threw the idea in to do a cover after Mike said he thought that it would be a good idea. And we just started kind of sifting through, like, the Billboard charts and, you know, listening to the radio a lot. And it wasn't, you know, a very popular song really at the time or is now, but we just really liked the way that it sounded. So, like, it kind of fit with the sound that we were going for the record, and we thought that we could, you know, it's not necessarily a popular cover, at least one that sounded really good, because right. Kind of the purpose for that was to put something out to announce that we are doing stuff again, and then gotcha. Start rolling out our original material.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah, that was a great segue. I mean, the song is, I mean, you guys did a really good rendition of it. So I want to jump ahead a little bit. Do you guys have a tour planned, like an upcoming tour, maybe like next year in support of the album?
There's nothing in specific that I can really say about that right now, but I can say that we will be hitting the road, and we're really excited to do that.
Very cool. But, okay. Where can our listening audience find out more about you guys and kind of keep up with, you know, where you're playing and your next projects will be?
We're really avid about posting at least the important things on our band, our Facebooks, our Instagrams, Twitter, anything like that. So anywhere from the actual official band pages for those things to our personal, you know, everyone shares them. So if you are connected in any way to any of those things, hashtag like our Facebook, you'll get the info really soon.
Very cool, very cool. And is it, I know it's just Youth in Revolt Band, at Youth in Revolt Band, right?
Yep. That is correct.
Very cool, very cool. we kind of jumped right into the interview, and I didn't, I know that you were in Brightwell before Youth in Revolt. But I meant to ask you, where did you get your start in music? Like, where did your love of music come from? And did you know that music, were you always, you know, did you always know that, you know, like, you'd be good at doing vocals? Or where did it come from? Who kind of fostered your love of music?
I it's a little bit hard to say, I guess. But both of my parents were musicians. Like, my mom, she played cello for the orchestra. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and so she played professionally for a little bit there and stopped kind of when me and my sister were growing up. And then my dad as well, when he was a kid, he was a drummer. And so he had this record collection that is just, like, beyond belief, probably 500 or more vinyls that he has. And just for as long as I could remember, both of my parents were just always pushing, not pushing music on us, but showing us music more so. And both me and my sister kind of picked it up, and I guess I ran with it a little bit more so than my sister, but I think I started playing guitar when I was 9 or something like that, and I was the worst singer in the world. I was a terrible singer, and I just, for the longest time, wanted to sing, so I practiced really hard, and I guess here we are. I hope, at least, that I'm okay.
Well, no, I think you're very, very talented.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and I was going to say, to me, it just really shows that, you know, if you're, you know, persistent and you don't give up and, you know, if you're really passionate about something, you can, you know, I feel like you can really accomplish, like, your dreams, you know.
Yeah.
And so you accomplish what you set out to accomplish. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and I guess to elaborate on that as well, just kind of something that I like to tell the people is, it's really not that hard to get your foot in the door. I mean, it's hard, but it's very attainable. A lot of people think, you know, like getting into a signed band or becoming somewhat successful, it's just out of their reach, and you need to be right place, right time, things like that, and the like reality of it is you need to practice, get really good at your craft, and just shotgun spread it and just have a constant, you know, flow of things that you're creating and putting it on. Someone's going to see it and you will get that attention. And it's a very, very attainable thing. It's just, you have to have the heart and drive for it.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, Tanner, I want to thank you so much for stopping by our show tonight and just talking with us a little bit about your new album and just everything the band is working on. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
More than anything, just to those of you who support the band, we appreciate that and we love you guys so much. We would be absolutely nothing without you guys, and that comes from anyone who supported me when I was in Brightwell, or anyone who supported Youth and Revolt before I was in it. We love you guys, and we'll never for a single second take that support for granted. And other than that, we just hope that you guys love the record as much as we do, and we hope we get to meet all you guys at the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know we'll be out when you guys come to Tennessee, so we're super excited to see you guys. And
awesome, man.
Some big things for you guys next year, so excited.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I look forward to giving you a high five and seeing what's up in the flesh.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem at all. Thank you for having me on here.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Guys, that was Tanner from the band Youth and Revolt. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone and your mobile device. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. You can download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You can stream this interview with Taylor as well as many, many others. We're also in the Google Play Music Store. If you guys use any type of Android device, or phone, you can download the show in the Google Play Music Store. Search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You can stream this interview, download it, share it with your friends, subscribe, leave a comment, all free of charge. Roku users, if you have a Roku smart television or if you use the Roku player, you can watch our show on your Roku app. Just download the iTunes app from Roku and search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You can watch this show on your Roku.